here with Zach Nash as Port's taking on the Hicksville Comets for their sixth game of the year, looking to improve their record to 2-4. Zach, what are some thoughts coming into this one?
Yeah, Port Washington coming off of a great win last week over Plainview with 6 touchdowns in all, 1 on the defensive side and 5 on the offensive. So I'm looking for them to stay right where they were last week. They're not facing one of the best opponents in the league, but I think this should be a great game here in a pink out from Port.
Yeah, definitely, as it is a pink out, but Port bringing out the all-black jerseys today, brand new, as they are pretty tough, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. I was in the locker room during when they unveiled them to the team, and I was standing there. It was pitch black in the room. They let the players in, and when they got in, they turned on the lights, and the players went crazy. So it was pretty cool to watch, as I think the fans are definitely excited to see these black uniforms just as much as the players are, Mac. And who's your X factors here in today's game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the offense in this one. The quarterback, Anthony Iorio, who's been doing a terrific job filling in the spot of Harry Behan, and also a receiver, Siciliano, who had a touchdown last game. As they won that one, 41-7, so they look to pile it on against Hicksville tonight.
Yeah, an exciting matchup here as the Port Washington Vikings take on the Hicksville Comets. Looks like the Port Vikings won the toss as they defer, as they send out Ryan Baxter in the kicking unit. Ryan Baxter had a great week last week with the PATs, as he was 5-for-6 with 1 extra point. But this week, he was in Miami training with his kicking coach, something you love to see from the starting varsity kicker, as we're ready to kick it off here from the pink out here at the pit. Baxter's gearing up as he's going to boot it downfield. It's going to be caught at around the 10-yard line. Number 7's running left. He's going to juke a man and finally get tackled at around the 31-yard line by Nick Parinello.
Yeah, solid gain there for the receiver there. I lost the number, but he took that one out to the 30, so about a 20-yard gain.
Yeah, that was
for
Frank
Hicksville.
Baravecchia on the return.
So Baravecchia getting the return there. As Port's going to look to do what they did last game, get stops early, as they had 2 interceptions last game and a touchdown on the defensive side.
Yeah, Port did not let Plainview get over the 50-yard line last week until the second half. So if they can do that in this week's game, I think they will be set up for money here, as Hicksville's going with the quarterback, Dylan Fusco. He's a senior.
Yeah, Fusco at quarterback this year.
Frank Baravecchia is lined up on his left side.
Snap is up, and it's going to be a run to Baravecchia as he's going on his left, right side, and he's taken down at the line of scrimmage. So no gain there for Baravecchia and the Hicksville team.
Yeah, it looks like a loss of 1. Great tackle there by Hayden Adboy, the junior on this Port Washington team. He hasn't gotten as much playing time as he would have hoped for this so far this year, or the numbers just haven't been there, but great way to start the game here from the edge rusher.
Yeah, most of the time, he's actually told me this in person, that he's now playing his natural primary position, as we've seen it there, the skill he has there at the edge rush, as Zach just said. So 2nd and 11 coming up for Hicksville as they lost 1 there. Snap is up. It's going to be a pass. Throw to 31, who tries to catch it with 1 hand.
Yeah,
but it's short.
Hector Telez, the tight end, who stuck up 1 hand, couldn't reel it in. And quickly, it's 3rd and 11 for the Hicksville offense.
Yeah.
Port Washington on 2 plays and a loss of 1 and a gain of none.
If he did catch that, he did have a lot of open ground there. Maybe a chance for a 1st down and more. But he decides to go with the 1-hand grab and just out of reach for him. As Port looking to get an early 3 now on this Hicksville side. 3rd and 11 coming up.
Packed crowd here in Port Washington. A ton of Vikings fans repping that pink color, as Port Washington did call for a pink out. 3 receivers in the left slot and a man to the right. He's back to throw. He's throwing it deep down the field, and it is incomplete. Intended for number 1, Aiden Mosterson. As quickly, a 3 and out for the Vikings defense to get Anthony Iorio and the offense on the field. Mac, what do you like on that first defensive drive?
I really like the pressure put on Hicksville there, as a lot of the time it looked like a blitz, full-out blitz, as the QB wasn't able to do anything there, as it's a quick three and out, and Port's going to get the ball. Punt returner Dylan Buckley, who actually got called up last game, is out.
Looks like the quarterback is going to be the punter. So he's going to kick it downfield. Buckley's going to call for a fair catch. Oh, no, he didn't call for a fair catch. He's running around the outside to the 50, to the 40, to the 45, and finally taken out at around the 35-yard line.
Maybe shading his eyes from the sun there.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It did look like maybe a fair catch call, as the ref did not see it, as he got all the way to the 35.
Yeah, so it looks like there's a man down here for Hicksville. We'll see. He's getting up at around the 49-yard line. See if he's okay.
And number one looks like he's going to walk off on his own. So that's something good to see here, as that looked a little bit scary at first.
Yeah, that's Aiden Masterson. He was on the ground for a good 3 minutes there, but was able to walk off on his own power, as Anthony Iorio and the Port Vikings offense are going to start with the ball at around the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Anthony was one of my X factors coming into this one, as he only played in the first quarter, but he ended up getting 3 touchdowns for Port. So let's see if they can keep that up.
Looks like there's a flag now, as they're backing up very far. Mac, are the refs using pink flags, I believe? Because when they threw that, it looked like a pink flag.
Yeah, it did look like a pink flag there, so.
Wow, that backs them up about a half a field here to the 34-yard line.
So they're going to start at about where Buckley picked it up.
We got five receivers
out in the shotgun for Iorio, as the passing game so far for Port this season has been spectacular. Snap is up. Iorio throwing to his left side, deep to Siciliano, who's going to drop it. He had wide open field there, as Siciliano just couldn't hold on to it. That would have been a clear touchdown for Port.
Oh, my God. What a throw by Anthony Iorio, as he's holding his head right now. He placed that right in the basket for Siciliano, who caught it at around the almost, who dropped it at around the 30-yard line, but the closest defender to him was at the 40, so he was gone if that was a play. I love the play call there. Great throw by Iorio.
Yeah.
He looked great in warm-ups. As let's see if they keep that up here, as they've got 3 receivers on the left side.
So
they're
going
to motion APAT over to the right. Iorio's back to throw. He's going to throw it deep down the field to Siciliano, and it is incomplete. Just overthrown there.
So the first 2 plays of this one are to Siciliano, as Iorio's looking to get this one started with a deep threat. Sarkisi was in the backfield for that play, though.
Yeah, and that was Josu Sanchez on the coverage there. This team, I'm looking at the roster here, they're mostly seniors. This is a veteran team. They are 1-4 with their only win coming against Plainview, just like the Port Vikings.
3rd and 10 coming up for Port. Snap is up, and Iorio's going to take it to the left side, running out the pocket, throw it up, out of bounds. So a quick 3 and out for Port there, and that's something you don't like to see.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Iorio with a great throw, but after that, looked like he got a little bit down there. He was holding his head for a little while after that, what would have been a first play touchdown for Port. But a 3 and out, like Max said, as they're going to send Shanahan out to punt it away. But what I notice here is number 7 back deep for Hicksville. That's Frank Baravecchia. Shanahan has a great leg, and I don't think Baravecchia's respecting him here.
Oh, yeah.
Shanahan's going to kick it with that right leg. It's going to be a sideways kick, bounce at around the 36-yard line, and move up the field at around the 39-yard line before Port finally touches it. So good field position here for Hicksville after not one of Shanahan's best punts.
Yeah, a little bit of a slow start for Port here, as even though that was a 3 and out, Port did potentially have a touchdown there. So you don't have to hang your heads too hard about that drive for Port.
Yeah, nothing to hang their heads on there. After that drop, you got to move on right away. I mean, if that's in his head all game, it's going to be a long one here for Port. they got to get this defense rolling once again like last drive. As let's see what happens.
Hicksville lining up here. As it snaps up, it's going to be a run to number 7, who's going up the middle and is still on his feet, finally taken down near the 45 at the 43.
Yeah, Frank Barvecchia on the carry there. Good first down run to get about 5 yards. That's what you like to see on a first down run for Hicksville, not for Port, because that sets them up closer to that first down marker. And the further you are away from that first down marker, the better for Port Washington's defense. So Port Washington's defense, as we've said, has looked phenomenal this year. They haven't had, last game, they haven't had many second and fives last year. Has snap is up, and it's a gift to Barvecchia, and Shanahan's going to make the tackle out around the line of scrimmage. Shanahan has shown to be one of the best edge rushers on this Port Washington team as that sets up 3rd and 5.
Yeah, well, great play from Shanahan there. As you brought up the edge rush, that's been Port's strongest thing so far this year, I feel like. I mean, Ryan Aubin had a great game against East Meadow. Shanahan had a great game against Plainview last game. And that boy, we already saw him early in this one get some action. So Port looking to build off of that as it's 3rd and 5 coming up for Hicksville as they are in the huddle. Number 10 is the Hicksville quarterback.
Yeah, number 10. That's Dylan Fusco.
Snap is up, quick play as it's tipped up and knocked down
Max
by number
Taylor.
21, Max Taylor. So great job knocking that one down, as that would have been a first. As now it's going to be a 4th and 5 for Hicksville, and they're going to be forced to punt.
Great play there by Max Taylor. That play looked like it was batted at the line of scrimmage, was up in the air and into the hands of a Hicksville receiver before Taylor knocked it out of his hands. Looks like they are going to punt this one away, as it's the quarterback, Fusco. Looks like Clogacy's going to call timeout here as Scaglione was late getting onto the field. As he's got two coaches on him now after Clogacy has to use his first timeout, and a time that you don't really want to call a timeout.
Yeah, well, Port off to a pretty slow start here as they're just trying to get into the rhythm of things. I mean, you know they're amped up coming into this one. You got a big crowd, good home crowd, and New Jersey's.
Yeah, this is a great crowd, actually. It is packed. Stands are full. The sidelines are full. Not much more spots for fans to sit here. Has just a great atmosphere for Port, as Max said. They are definitely amped up. They got to tone it down a little bit. Not on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive ball. They got to stay cool, calm, and collected. And work up the field in a short margin.
Hicksville going to go for the Hicksville.
Port's got nobody back deep. They may be going for it here.
Maybe, as there's 3 receivers lined up. It's going to be a punt with no one backed up. So let's see where this one is going to fall. Looks like it's going to stop right at the 32-yard line there. So Port's going to have it on their own 32. 31 to be exact. As Iorio looks to lead this offense out.
Yeah, Anthony Iorio didn't play the whole second half last game. Not sure why. Possibly from a taunting call. Oh, no. He was injured. So it's good to see that he is back here in this game today. As Port's bringing out their offense on the 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line. See if they get the run game going here.
3 receivers out. That's Christian Sarkisi in the backfield for Port. Siciliano isolating on his left. It's going to be a run to Sarkisi, who's going to go up the middle, get good yardage here, and get the first down, it looks like.
Yeah. Good run by Christian Sarkisi as he ran right at Dylan Platt, Port Washington's top offensive lineman here, as they're going to go in the hurry up. They got 2 receivers on the right side. Siciliano's isolated on the left.
Snaps up. It's going to be another run to Sarkisi, who stopped this time. So a gain of about 3 there. A 2nd and 7 is going to be coming up for Port.
Love the idea there. They got a great run on first down. Go right back for it. But not a terrible run, not a great run, however. As I'm looking, looks like they're going to pass it here, as they've got 4 receivers in the game.
four receivers in the game, as Zach just said. Snaps up. It's going to be a play action. It's going to be a toss to Gannon, who can't pick up the catch.
Yeah, not a great throw by Iorio. It was a read option. It was an RPO, actually, run pass option. As Iorio, that ball looked really wobbly. It hit off the hands of Gannon, but would have been a tough catch for him.
Sarkazy comes out the game, so it's going to be an empty backfield here for Port, as they have five receivers lined up, actually.
Empty backfield.
Shotgun set. The snap's up. It's going to be a pass to Siciliano, who's open, makes the catch, gets to the 30, and breaks the tackle all the way to the 25. So, bit of a redemption right there for Siciliano, as he's able to reel that one in and get the first down for Port.
Yeah, a good slant route there on third down. Just what you need. He was about 5 yards past the first down line, and you love to see that. Looks like there's going to be a flag, however, on the play as the sticks are moving backwards. And it is going to go against Port Washington, number 11. Maybe we don't know what the call is exactly. Looks like they're backing up, however.
Well, I think they did give Port the first down there.
Yeah, possibly a taunting after the play. Who knows? Oh, they're moving a decent ways back. It looks like to the 40-yard line in Hicksville territory here.
Yeah, we're still first down for Port. So at least they got the first down here, as they could work with it. Five receivers out again for Port.
Four, actually.
Sarkazy in the backfield. It's going to be a run to him, who's going up the middle, getting about 5 yards there. As they're now at the 35.
Yeah, good first down run there by Christian Sarkazy, who's been such a tough runner all season for Port Washington. He splits carries with his older brother, Andrew Sarkazy.
Yeah, he sort of gives me Pacheco vibes the way he runs.
Definitely,
just
yeah.
Runs up the middle. Tough guy to take down. Hype. Going down the sideline, left side. And that was close. Screen pass again, and as it's caught, he breaks one tackle, breaks another one at the 30, the 20, the 10. He's in for the touchdown.
Jimmy Gannon, great play there by the Vikings offense, as it is quickly 6-0 here from Port Washington.
Baxter with the extra point. It's good.
So after the 35-yard touchdown there by Jimmy Gannon, Port brings their kicking team back on the field in a 7-0 game with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That was a surprising touchdown there. Even caught us off guard as Gannon broke two tackles. Looked like he was for sure going to be tackled there, but he wasn't. And so it's quickly 7-0 here from the pit in the pink out. Baxter to boot it down the field, as it's going to be a short kick. Fielded out around the 27-yard line, and the return's going to be tackled down at around the 31-yard line there by Nick Parnell once again on the kick return tackle.
Yeah, good work there for the Port special teams, as they are able to take him down quick, as that wasn't the best kickoff from Baxter. The Port stops Hicksville at about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen so far from this Port defense, as they really haven't let up many yards so far. I believe just 5 yards.
Yeah, just about five, Zach, as that 5 yards was a run play for Hicksville. So the defense in this one so far for Port has just been spectacular, as they look to keep it up in this drive.
Fusco, the quarterback, he's got two receivers left and one to the right. He's back to throw. Shanahan with the pressure as it is up, and it is caught. That's number 4 on that Hicksville offense. And a great play there by Fusco to Jalen McFarland.
Yeah, that time Fusco was able to break open, find a hole, and catch that one for a gain of about 15.
Looked like a bit more than 14 yards there. Looked like about 25 yards. So he caught that at around the 43-yard line. They started back at around the 32, and they got to the 43. So great play there by the Hicksville offense. And Andrew Sarkisian in coverage there just maybe looked a little bit lost.
Yeah, first and 10 coming up at about the 45. Snaps up. It's going to be a run to the left side by number 7. He's going to cut up the middle and get the first down. So good run by him as he gets up all the way to about the 32.
Yeah, Frank Barovecchia is the running back in this game for Hicksville. He's also another tough runner, just like Christian Sarkisi. As Hayden Nadboy with a strong tackle there, he just trucked him. Like what I've seen so far from this game by Hayden Nadboy. Last year, he was a sophomore on this team that really contributed. So I look for him to do just the same here in this game, as he's looked phenomenal so far.
First and 10 again coming up for Hicksville as they converted two first downs in a row. Motion from number 4.
That's Jalen McFarland.
Snaps up. It's going to be a play action, and he's going to be sacked. Looks like Dom Plack is able to get to him there.
Alongside Ryan Shanahan there. Shanahan pretty much every play getting into the backfield, as you just love to see that. Shanahan alongside, as Max said, Dom Placa.
Yeah, so both of them just take down the quarterback for a loss of 7 there, as it's going to bring up 2nd and 17.
Port's defense looks fine on this drive, but that play just makes it a whole lot better.
Sure does, Zach.
Momentum shifts in this game is huge, and Port currently has the momentum as it's 2nd 17 with 3 receivers right. Foose goes back to throw. He's going to run and be tackled by Andrew Neuwirth just behind the line of scrimmage. And a great play there by Neuwirth and the Vikings defense as they got pressure on the quarterback right as the snap was hit to him.
Yeah, that's something you like to see for Port there, as back-to-back plays, a gain of none and a loss of 7 after 2 first downs in a row for Hicksville. So Port finding it this drive on the defensive side. As 3rd and 17 is coming up with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, the scoreboard just switched it to 3rd and 18 here. As this is a big play for the Port defense. They are driving so far this drive, and you want to stop that right here. And if you could force a punt, that would just be great here for the defense to get the offense back on the field. Although it is a 7-0 game after 2 drives on the Port offense, they had a chance for 2 touchdowns there, as on the first drive, the drop by Siciliano, as Foose goes back to throw. He's going to throw it, and it is incomplete, batted down by Jake Siciliano.
Yeah, well, great defense there from Port after it looked a little bit rough for them, but they're able to maintain and get the stop, so it's going to bring up 4th and 18 at about the 50-yard line, and I see a punt for sure for Hicksville.
Yeah,
they're at the 41, just about.
Yeah, that was Josu Sanchez was the intended receiver there, but Siciliano was having no part in that.
So no one's back to punt again for Port.
I think they're in 4-down territory here, if I'm going to be honest.
So let's see what they decide to do here. As Nadboy's back. It's going to be a pass play. Fusco is going to go deep down the sideline to number 1, and it's just batted down from Siciliano. So the smart play from Siciliano there, as being at the 41 is much better field position than being at their own 10.
Yes, Siciliano once again batting that down 2 plays in a row there. That was a very smart play. He actually had a chance to pick it off there, but he did the smart move is that he batted it down at around the 11-yard line. But with the turnover and downs, Port takes over at the 41.